The Ancient Druids, Their History and Religion. The science of comparative religion, originating out of the philosophic spirit of the age, has already won for itself a recognized position in the domain of positive knowledge. By its patient investigations amongst the wrecks and fragments of past and almost forgotten religious systems that have reached us, and by a careful and accurate comparison of them with present existing religions, our knowledge of them has been considerably enlarged, so that taking a retrospective glance, we are able to realize the inner life and comprehend the thoughts and ideas which have swayed the minds and molded the characters of mankind in all ages of human history. Availing itself of the doctrine of evolution and its teachings, comparative religion has been able to translate and express in scientific terms the historical development, as also the laws of growth and decay which govern the religious principle in man's nature. By the aid of comparative philology, it has tracked religions in their migrations, followed them in their numerous ramifications, and explained the causes of their chief distinctive features, and even fixed the locality from which they first radiated as a common center, so that the philosophic student, after a general review and calm consideration of the many interesting facts and data presented before him, arrives at this conclusion that the same fundamental truths and ideas lie at the basis of the many and diversified systems of religion, that all of them are but the reflections of man's faith, the expressions of his spiritual growth, that their differences are mainly due to the influences of environment, of climate, and natural scenery, the chief instruments in exciting intellectual thought and meditation that have entered so largely as formative elements in religious development. This is particularly noticeable and perceptible in the history of ancient Druidism, one of those old-world religions whose origin is shrouded in mystery as dark and impenetrable as the groves and forest recesses in which its rites and ceremonies were celebrated and performed. Out of the dim and mystic past, the Druid bards loom up as beings of a commanding and awe-inspiring character, invested with tremendous powers, and possessors of a secret knowledge of nature and an occult philosophy, which caused them to be regarded with sentiments of the deepest reverence. In the unfolding of the great panorama of history, they suddenly appear begirt with a power and authority more than kingly in its extent and influence, majestic in form and feature, calm and self-contained in their deportment, with brows encircled with golden coronets, and arrayed in all the splendid robes and glittering insignia of a lofty and learned priesthood. Thus, they appear on the stage of human life, and after discharging their functions and playing their parts in the world's drama, they disappear, retiring into that dark oblivion, the grave and cemetery of all that is mutable and human, and in the minds of posterity exists no more, save and except as magni nominis umbra, shadows of a great past.